So I'm Adele. I'm the president of the English Speaking Society. We are a society which plays theatre in English. Our play this year is Game of Tiaras. It's a mix between Game of Thrones and the Disney princesses and also King Lear.
It's quite a mixture.
Yes.
I guess it's slightly light-hearted.
Yeah, it's supposed to be tragic, but in the end, it's coming.
Tell me first about the English Speaking Society. We're at the University of Brittany South in Lorient. Yes. Are the students all language students, or are they?
No, there are scientific students.
We can hear them in the background.
Yes, and also English students and history students.
All sorts of different people interested in speaking English?
Yes.
Or is it the drama that they like?
Both. Yes.
How many people are in the society?
We are 21. Yes, I think. We are a lot.
And what's your interest, particularly in English?
Well, I have a degree in English literature.
Right.
And I thought it was important to continue to speak English.
My name is Paul-Emile. I play Cinderella, a male version of Cinderella in Game of Thrones.
A male version
of
Cinderella?
A male version of Cinderella, yeah. But still a princess.
What brings you into this society?
Well, I started 3 years ago. I played in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory because I was new and I didn't know anyone, and I thought it would be great to start something, and I love theatre, so I said, why not? And last year I was the president of the association, and I directed The Secret Case of Sherlock Holmes. So this year I wanted to play again.
And so are you an English student?
Yes, I am, actually. I'm in third year of English.
What does the group bring to you in terms of speaking English?
Well, it brings, of course, confidence with speaking English with oral skills. It's also a great way to relax after class. It's a way to enjoy the time together. And it's also a way to help the first year improve, because it's first year, second year, third year and everything. So we help the first year improve, and we improve ourselves, of course. And it's also, a good hobby.
So my name is Agnieszka, I'm 19 years old, and I'm in the first year of LEA, so that's a business and language school in Lorient.
You're also playing a very important role here in the play.
Yeah, I'm playing Snow White. That's quite cool. I very like that role.
What's brought you to this theatre group?
Well, last year I was here too, but not in the same class, so I watched them doing their rehearsal, and then that made me join the group this year. And
are you having fun?
Yeah, a lot of fun. For me, it's mostly to have fun with friends. It's also to help me to be more open to people. It helps me to speak English more. I want to have a job when we use languages very, very often, because I am French and Polish, and I speak also English, German and Italian.
A very dramatic moment.
Yes.
My name is Tristan. I'm a part of this theatre play. It is only the second year I've played in such a theatre play, because it's really new for me, you know. So last year was my first play ever, so quite a bit of pressure, especially considering I was like the main character, so like something like 300 lines to learn, so quite a bit of pressure.
Are you studying English?
Yeah, that's it. I'm at the university studying English culture along with most of the other actors. Sorry about my accent, by the way.
What roles are you playing?
I play two characters. One is a dwarf of Snow White.
You're a big guy.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't say big. A lot of people in the play are far taller than me, but yeah, I'm a bit too big for a dwarf. But... I also play a French soldier. So with a great accent.
You're going to speak English with a French accent.
Yeah, that's it. I hope it will be quite funny.
And so far, I've enjoyed watching. It's lots of laughs.
Oh, that's great then.
What do you enjoy about acting in English?
Well, first of all, it's a great form of training for our English course, because some of us don't have the opportunity to speak English a lot with native speakers or things like that. So it's a good way to speak, to get used to the accent, to the tone of the voice, things like that. Because it's also a great opportunity to be in a group of friends and just play along with each other. So
it's part of your studies.
Yeah. Actually, it's part of it in some roundabout way. So,
my name is Victoria Lin. I'm 20 years old, and I'm currently a student at Lorient University. I'm studying British arts, literature, and stuff. So I'm playing Belle in the show. You know, it's a rewriting of Shakespeare's King Lear with Disney princesses. So that's why I'm Belle from Beauty and the Beast. I've been acting for quite a long time, actually since I was 8 years old, but I've been only acting in English for 2 years.
And is it particularly hard?
Well, of course it is, because before thinking of actually acting, you have to get all the words and the expressions and how to talk in English while acting at the same time. So sometimes it's quite hard, but once you got everything, it's super cool.
Have you had any input from your teachers?
Yes, actually, every year there's an Irish lecturer who comes in Lorient to make classes. It's really great that we have a native speaker to help us with pronunciation and speaking the most fluently we can.
Because there's a strong connection with Lorient and with Ireland, isn't there? Because
yes, of the with festival. Galway, especially. The University of Galway and the University in Lorient have some sort of agreement, so they exchange a lecturer each year. Plus, you also have the French-speaking society in Galway, so they perform in French.
Do you think this helps you with your studies?
Oh, yes, of course, because it helps us knowing about acting and also theater and playwrights, because it's not something that we have the opportunity to study that much. We do a lot of novels and short stories and poetry, but it gives us the opportunity to see another side of literature. So that's really great.